Hello, Leho, konnichiwa. This time, we want to read the Bible together. And myself, again, Ohayomokushi, Pastor Taka in Japan. Ohayapuyan, Japanese. But I will try preaching in English. 英語で頑張ります。So sorry about my broken English, but let's seek God and asking Holy Spirit to help us. Before I read a scripture, let's pray. Father, may your kingdom come, may your will be done. And also, Holy Spirit, we ask you to fill us up with your power and strength that we can understand the Father's plan, the best plan for the world, the best plan for the church, and best plan for all brothers and sisters on this earth. And we this time ask you to help us to understand what you are speaking, what you are showing, especially the mission in Japan. Please use this time, bless this time to strengthen our spirit, also our mind and soul, our heart. And myself, I will be preaching in English. Holy Spirit, may you help me, myself, also help all listeners who can understand what Bible is teaching to each of us as Father is speaking to us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay. This time, the theme of the preaching is incarnational mission. Let's open the Bible together. The New Testament. My Bible, also the version is English Standard Version, but you can read your own version, even Cantonese. Please open your Bible. New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 9:19-23. Let's read it together. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 19-23. For though I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win more of them. To the Jews, I became as a Jew, in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, put under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. So let's see the background of Corinth. This is the letter from the Paul to the brothers and sisters in Corinth, the churches in Corinth. And Corinthian, you can say Corinthian, but if you see this country right now in 2022, it's Greek. And we can see Greek background people in there. Even this time in the Bible, Corinthians, we can see together how they are living. And the Corinthians, they at the time, kind of negative image, because the society was kind of broken and mess. Also, even churches were affected by the society in a bad way. So simply we can say this church was full of many issues. So we can say the department store of issues in this church. And then that's why Paul wrote the letter to brothers and sisters to collect and also strengthen them, also encourage them. And so that's the meaning. That's a background. And if you have a map, you can also see where Corinth was. You can see the near Italy, but also you can find the Greek. And from 90 kilometers away from the Athenian. And also there's a small island. Actually, it's not island, a kind of peninsula, Peloponnesus Peninsula, and a small island. I mean, the land you can see, and it's connected. So it's called Insymps. And that's a place, the Corinthia. And at the time, there are many people there. Also, many society itself, it was growing because of business and also culture. But on the other hand, also many clubs, many issues were happening. And also idol worship, also spiritually, it was broken area, we can say. So many, that's why many problems there in Corinthia. And also churches were, as I said, affected by society in a bad way. So in the Greek, Corinthia mazoi, one more time, Corinthia zomai. That's the word, kind of bad way people call it, like live like Corinthian. It's kind of shame. And in like, you know, it's Corinthianized, it was a kind of negative image. So but the God messaged through the Paul letter to church. But this time you say, if you hear church, we can say the church there in Corinthia, also a universal church, the universal church, the body of Christ. Even today, the letter of Corinthian is also speaking to us even today. What God is speaking to us through the letter of Corinthians, through the Paul's letter to brothers and sisters in Corinth. We need to open our heart and then ask Holy Spirit, please speak to us, speak to each of us through this letter. Also, and to help us to understand the meaning. Especially this time, we want to focus on the mission, incarnational mission. So we can see many issues there in Corinthia, and many problems. First, we can say like very nasty problem. But what is Paul's specific issue there? What Paul is saying, the issue of function attached to spiritual leaders, and nasty problems. Also the problem of idolatry, idol worship. Also, disordered church worship, the church inside of church also kind of disordered. And also the problem is a denial of resurrection. So the teaching itself also, it's kind of twisted, and even the resurrection of Jesus, believers, they didn't believe it. Wow, that's a big problem. So that's why we must understand more about this letter, the meaning of this letter. But this time also we focus on mission, but also the key word is freedom. We want to think about what is the meaning of freedom. So we will see more background of people in Corinthia. They were also affected by Greek theology, or also Greek philosophy. And as I study about death and life study, you know, how people, even modern world, how people think about death. At the time, also in the Greek philosophy, there are two words, mortal and also immortal. So mortal, it easily fades away. Like us, our body, ourselves fades away, you know. We get older, you know. I'm getting older, and then maybe you are getting older, because that's our body is mortal, or mortality we have. But immortal, it doesn't get fade, or it doesn't get old. Wow, sounds great. It doesn't get old. Many people are facing about aging, but actually aging is not a problem. It's you know, God created our body in this way. So we get older. It's okay to get older. But some people hate it. So I understand. But anyway, these people, mortal and immortal, so they believe the body fades in mortality. So, but they were believed, they were saved. The spirit is immortal. even the people in the society with Greek background, they have the definition of gods, you know, the Greek gods, immortal, so lives forever. And people in the church, brothers and brothers and sisters in churches, they believe the body it fades away, but the spirit keeps alive forever because of Jesus. So what they did was just they did whatever they want to do, drinking, also smoking or drugging or anything, even the sexual sins, also they did a lot. So there are many problems there with their flesh. But also they have a kind of unhealthy faith that because I'm saved, I can do anything. And they did what they wanted to do. But in fact, our body was, we belong to Christ, you know, our spirit belong to Christ as we believe Jesus. And our body is his, you know, it's not ours. Our spirit is Jesus. Our body is Jesus. It's not mine anymore. So I belong to Jesus. Entire whole my life belong to Jesus. So we need to stop and think about even our time, our energy, or everything belong to Jesus. So how we can use these for Jesus? Let's read more Bible together. So that's a background of Corinthia, people in Corinthia. And but please think about the field is this kind of background and mess. The society itself, it's mess. But the church was there. So God started church. And Paul is a through Paul. So Paul planted the church there. And he was writing letter to the people, brothers and sisters in the church. And as you can see, actually, the first the chapter first and verse 1-3 said like this, Paul called by the will of God to be an apostle of Christ Jesus. And our brothers of Zenith, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together with all those who in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, both their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Especially, let's see the chapter 1 and then verse 2. To the church of God that is in Corinth, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints together. Even today, we are same. We are sanctified by Jesus, sanctified in Jesus, and so called to be saints together. So that's why we can call each other brothers and sisters as a sanctified, also saints in Christ. So we are saved by Jesus through Jesus by his grace, and ourselves one more time, not ours, it's belong to Jesus. So what is the main theme right now? Let's read together. So I believe the main text through the main text today is through Corinthians. Let's think about what is the meaning of freedom. As I see the dictionary, there are some several dictionary versions, but we can see one dictionary here. What is the meaning of freedom? Being obedient to your own will and nature without being forced, restrained, or controlled by others. Mm. Are you free right now? Do you free right now? Or you are not, maybe you're not feeling free or freedom? Other angles, political and historical, let's see. It had different contents depending on the times. In ancient Greece, it means an attribute particular to the citizen of police, which was distinguished from slaves, that is, insight into the spiritual. But in medieval Europe, it was another name for status privilege. So we can see also that as we see the freedom, also the kind of status, privilege, you know, also as Paul says, slave. Let's read one more time back to Bible today's, especially verse 19, chapter 9, verse 19. Let's read together one more time. It says, I have made myself a servant to all. And different version, different translation is slave. He calls himself slave. And I never feel I become a slave, but servant for me, servant. I can call myself servant. Servant for my wife, which is good. Servant for my children. Servant for my community. So, but slave is also difficult to understand right now in the modern world. But one more time, the freedom. One more time, we see the dictionary, being obedient to your own will. Yes, we have, but nature without being forced, or the other side. You know, maybe you feel you are forced by somebody, or you are restrained by somebody, or you are controlled by somebody, and you feel you are slave. So, but that's the point Paul was saying himself. I have made myself a slave to all. Why could he do that? So 19 to 22, one more time. For those I am free from all, I have made myself a servant to all that I might win more of them. To the Jew, I became as a Jew in order to win Jews. To those under the law, I became as one under the law, though not being myself under the law, that I might win those under the law. 21st. To those outside the law, I became as one outside the law, not being outside the law of God, but under the law of Christ, that I might win those outside the law. To the weak, I became weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. It is because of freedom that we can put that right size way and obey ourselves as a servant. So, in fact, we have freedom in Christ. We are free. We are not forced by anybody in Christ, wherever we are, or any circumstances, wherever you are actually free in Christ. So wherever we go to the world, even right now, well, it's, you can say, crops and a mess, wherever. Even you feel peaceful sometimes, but actually, in many ways, we can see broken world. And you might feel there's no free. But in Christ, as Bible says, in Christ, we are free. That's why we can say, I choose to be a servant or slave to these people, to win some, you know, to bring them to Christ, even a few. So as we see mission in the world, especially the mission in Japan, we are willing to bring some, a few, even one soul to Christ. That's the heart of mission, we believe, in this land. You know, Japan still 99% of population are not Christian yet. They are not believer yet, and they don't have eternal life yet. Even they never heard about gospel. Maybe they know about church, you know, the building, and in the Catholic way, maybe they heard through the media, TV drama or movie, and they have image, their own image, but image is not the gospel. The gospel is a message, and it should be personal, and also it gives the freedom what we have. Also, it gives the truth and the way and the life. You know, we want to tell them about Jesus as we tell the gospel in this nation, Japan. And we should never forget about freedom wherever we are, we have freedom in Christ. That's the heart of mission. That's the heart of also the incarnational mission, especially in this context, Japan. Yes, indeed, we have freedom in Christ. And also that means our identity, who you are, who I am, is in Christ. Hudson Taylor is a famous man. Maybe most of you have, folks, you have heard about him, but Hudson Taylor, he was a British Protestant Christian missionary to China and founder of the China Inland Mission, and right now, founder of the OMF International. And Taylor spent 55 years in China. Taylor was known for his sensitivity to Chinese culture and zeal for evangelism. He adopted wearing native Chinese clothing, even though this was rare among missionaries of that at that time. But we can see what incarnational life for mission through his life. He's, you know, himself, he committed his life into the culture in mainland China. And he, what he wore also, same as traditional way. Even his hairstyle, I don't know how to call it in English, but Benpatsu, you know, the one he shaved his hair and then the one, the hair style, he did like that. So he was respect to be like them. That's a great, his offering, you know, to live into the community, to make a relationship, trust build, and to open their hearts for him so that they can hear the gospel through Hudson Taylor. It's a great model of missionary even today. So, which is great, but especially that time, maybe about 100 years ago, the Qing dynasty. So he was there and then lived like people, the native people lived. So, which is great to see what incarnational mission there. So that is also our challenge right now, how we can live. Of course, we have, as I said, our identity is in Christ. But as we do mission in our own field, how we can be like them. So the point is, who are we incarnating with? So I'm a Japanese, local Japanese people, person, a man, but I live in Sendai. I love Sendai people and how I respect them. So how much I can understand how they live, what they think, even Buddhism, even Shintoism, they believe, but how I can incarnate with them and living with them. So that is that's the point today. How are we incarnating with people on your mission field? Live with them. So what is the meaning of living with them? So we must living into the community to tell the gospel, but first being a friend of local people, also living with their culture, also their style, and even like Hudson Taylor did. Yes, we can do same thing, but we should not give up our identity. So one of the great discussion is like this. A few weeks ago, I had a chance to go to UK, England, to study missiology with about 15 people, leaders, local churches, also missionary, also the mission organization leader from Europe areas, some British, some Netherlands. One Netherlands missionary spoke about this passage, how we can incarnate with local people. This Netherlands Saint missionary, his mission field is Uganda, and the native people, they don't have, you know, very kind of poor status, and then even without TB. But should we have TB or should we give up TB? Maybe the small thing, but that was a great discussion with those people. Or even air conditioner people. One of the Korean missionary who is serving in the Brazil Amazon, not the Amazon in internet, Amazon on Earth. So, and then, he takes 11 days to lowering the boat to go into the native area to spread the gospel. So, should we buy air conditioner? That's one of the great challenge. How much we can incarnating or living with them, with those art materials. So I think there's no right answer. It depends on how you decide to live. But I would say it is okay to have TV and question. But the point is that the purpose is not how we can live with them, but the purpose is how Jesus himself revealing Jesus through our lives, through our relationship, through our family, into the community. That's the purpose. Yes, that's a great Hudson Taylor did, but the purpose is how much we are seeking that Jesus himself, please reveal yourself through me or through our lives, what we did. So it's a great challenge for all of us. Even you don't call yourself missionary, but I believe we all are missionary leader of all nations, all fields. So we can see incarnational mission. That's a great model. It's Jesus, only Jesus. Let's open the Bible, New Testament again, Philippians. Chapter 2, 16 to 9. Let's read it together. I will again in English. Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of man, and being found in human form. He humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name. So Jesus is our model, great model, that he himself, he's God, but also God became afresh. That's the incarnation. World became fresh, and Jesus had bodies same as we do, and also he became fresh also the among people in Jew. So he lived how same as we live on the earth at 33 years, and I want to see the number three. The three. As a Christian, we easily focus on talking about 3 days, that death and the resurrection. Jesus died on the cross, and the third day, he rose again. He's resurrected, and he's alive for you. And as we do evangelism. Also, 3 years, we focus on how Jesus lived as a Lord, also with disciples. And he with teaching about kingdom of God and healing, he healed many diseases, sickness people, and command to demon, cast away demon. So 3 years also, he had a great 3 years life on this. But how about 30 years? 30 years he also lived as a man, human. And in the Bible, there's not a lot of information and record about his life before he started his own mission until 30 years old. But in fact, he lived on the earth 30 years before he started his mission. we just want to see. He lived on the earth. God became flesh, incarnate with people. And Jesus, he lived among people. So I want to apply today how we are living together. Even place like a Corinthian, many idol worship and adultery and broken area. But how are we living together as a disciple of Jesus, as a follower of Jesus, or speaks as a sanctified, as a saint of Jesus, and among the people, the community? Ourselves, my wife and I, we are challenging ourselves to be taking the part of community. Our in Sendai area, we call it Kimachi. The Kimachi area many Buddhism areas, many temples and shrines, but we want to take part of or role of this community to fill up their needs, as we have the responsibility to be as a leader. So what we do is, my wife became the children council leader, and she takes her responsibility to serve especially children and mom in this area. Also myself, I've been serving this community for 3 years as a vice president of the community committee, and helping especially many people are elder people. And as we serve, we can see many issues, also needs of community, especially our area is many old people, so they need help. Most of people are living by themselves, with sickness, also handicap, and our neighbors also are there are two couples and old couple without sons and daughters, 80 years old, so they really need help physically, also mentally. Like we listen to their story. Sometimes we drink Japanese tea together in their house and then visit them. So those things, I believe, living into the community. So we become a neighbor, also a friend, more than friend, more like a part of family in our area. And that's our challenge also, what we are doing as an incarnational mission, that we can see their life and living into their life. We never give up our faith, but with our faith, we live into the community. With our identity in Christ, we live into the community. So I want to encourage you to do it in your own way as incarnational mission. One more time, let's read together. 23 was what Paul said. I do it all for those sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its presence. And I want to encourage you to pray for the mission in Japan, for yourself, for your church, your future. I believe one day the Japan border will open. So I'm willing to accept missionary, long-term, short-term, or mission team, even 10 days mission team, 1 week mission team. That would be great to accept and then do mission in Japan together. And one of the challenge, I mean, the creative idea, I want you to pray about this. Coming to Japan as a missionary, yes, but also coming to Japan as a worker. So now Japanese government is opening the door in the role or as a role to receive workers from overseas who can work in Japan with Japanese language and also with Japanese culture, with respect, and then even the service, those market, also the making ship, people who need help, also agriculture, and also serving elder people, like a senior house or daycare, those senior home. So Japan needs those helpers, workers. So I encourage you to pray about it. Coming to Japan, the government is giving you 5 years visa, even missionary visa, 3 years. But the 5 years, government is giving you the visa. And live here, and you can serve with incarnational mission heart with local churches like us or any other churches. We can have a partnership, friendship together, and we can serve Japanese people together. Especially for you, I want you to pray about it. Coming here as a full-time mission, as a missionary also, coming here as a worker, missional leader that who work here as a working with working visa and serve with a mission mindset. So I want you to pray about your also the preparation of language needs to be able to speak language if you want to outreach to Japanese people, because Japanese people cannot speak English. So I want you to learn Japanese by now, also Japanese culture, and also a spiritual training. You can keep building yourself up with prayer, fellowship, and Bible study. Also character building, as you have a fellowship in your church, also the Bible program, any program in your church, and also financially, yes, please pray and prepare yourself. And you can start starting your prayer team. Maybe you can share your heart if you have a calling or heart for Japan. You can start making a little prayer team to pray about you, pray for a mission team in Japan, and you can prepare yourself and until borders open. And then if borders open, there's a time that we can meet face to face each other on this field, and then we can serve Japanese people together. But at this time, I want to pray together and how we can see God's plan, how God is guiding all of us churches as a body of Christ. Even in Hong Kong, you are on the mission field, that you are serving local people with incarnational mission heart. I want to pray and encourage you and bless your church. Okay, let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us this opportunity to pray together as a body of Christ, as a brothers and sisters in Christ, and in your name. Also, I want to open that, asking you to open the door, spiritual door of Japan, that 99% still they are not saved yet. So please send more workers, and especially in this nation, Japan, we need more workers, field workers with mission heart. And we want to challenge also incarnational mission on this field, Japan. And I also pray for the blessing and those wonderful blessing, also guidance, clear guidance to church in the African home, churches in Hong Kong, that they also seek your kingdom and also your will, that they are praying together, also preparing themselves together. So may your wisdom, please give them your wisdom and courage, and also the clear guidance to take a next step to open the door of especially the mission in Japan, and mission in Asia, the mission in whole world, all nations. So Father, once again, thank you for giving us this time to, even through online, we can share this time together to open the Bible, and also seeking your voice. May you speak to us directly, and that voice give us peace and give us freedom, and also give us courage. Thank you once again for wonderful fellowship and also friendship and partnership with Young Folk Church and also our church PCC in Japan. May you guide our relationship and more deeper and wider, and so that we can see how we can serve together with next level. Once again, we thank you for your love and grace, mercy to people in Hong Kong, people in Japan, people in the whole world. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.